Hello and welcome to the AU Wishbone, a special, very brief episode just before the Oregon game. John and I appeared on the Quack 12 podcast earlier this week, and at the current moment, it hasn't yet posted on their site as far as I know. So I wanted to go ahead and get it out, at least a couple of snippets of it, for our own AU Wishbone listeners. I'm including parts where we discuss the quarterback and the running backs, and I believe the H-back or fullback. So just about 12, 13 minutes of about an hour and 15-minute show that we did covering every aspect of Auburn and Oregon, and it'll be up on their site. Patrons of our show can hear the unedited raw audio at patreon.com if you are one of our patrons and one of our supporters, and we appreciate you guys. As just a special treat for you. Otherwise, it'll be up on the Quack 12 podcast. And once again, I want to thank Adam and the other guys at Quack 12 for having us on. It was a really fun time. It was a great conversation. So without further ado, here is just a small snippet of what we talked about for the Auburn-Oregon game coming up this weekend. War Eagle.
So, to the quarterback situation, people who know I've been doing this project have been asking me all summer long, you know, what's, you know, tell me about Nix versus Gatewood, or what do you think about Nix? And my answer has always been, how the heck should I know? Like, they're a freshman, like, I've never seen him play. But the way that I would, the way that I would break down the could these guys be better than Stidham question is three answers. So hold on to your hats. That first is, I think there's a definite possibility for improvement in terms of passing accuracy, simply because, like we talked about, you know, Stidham had this sort of mysterious, you know, accuracy issue in 2018. So there's definitely room for a phenom quarterback to throw the ball a little better. In terms of his legs running the ball, I thought that Stidham was, you know, not that fast of a guy. However, in Auburn's offense, he was enough of a running threat to cause the the defense to have to, you know, expend a defender watching for him, you know, running the ball, and therefore, you know, mission accomplished. You know, they were effectively only playing against 10 defenders, and so it didn't really matter that he didn't keep the ball much, or when he did, he, you know, wasn't that fast. And so therefore, a faster quarterback, you know, might be an improvement, but I'm not sure it would be a huge, you know, much of a game changer. And then the third question is, how is he going to operate the offense? Because, you know, the RPO is a huge part of this offense, and it's fairly complicated. There's multiple decisions that have to be made on every play, multiple reads, and so forth. And that, I thought that Stidham was very, very good at. I hardly ever noticed, in my opinion, him making mistakes at executing his reads. And that would be, if I were an Auburn fan, my number one concern about putting a freshman in at quarterback, particularly because in an option offense, if you make a mistake, that is a huge turnover risk. And with nobody in the backfield, because it's a single back offense, nobody in the backfield to prevent a scoop and score. What do you guys think about that?
Well, in terms of Bo Nix, I was kind of surprised because I had thought Gatewood would be the starter just because Gus's offense that he was the offensive coordinator for entirely ran in 2010 was so effective with that big power quarterback that could do that inside read. You know, I mean, the statistic that jumps out from that is that in the entire 2010 season, in 14 games, every single third and short, Cam Newton kept the ball on the quarterback inside read and always got the first down. I mean, and that's, I mean, you win a national championship if you can convert every single third down. You know, it's just, you do. And so, even with a bad defense, as we did. Yeah. So I thought Gatewood was prototypical for that. He would step right in and do that. So Nix, see, but here's the other thing about it. Throughout his career as a coach, Gus has had two different kinds of quarterbacks. And the other kind is the Ryan Appling, Jarrett Stidham. There was a Tulsa guy, I can't remember. And now Nix type, which is more pass first. And when you do that, instead of that power inside read, Gus likes to go with this sort of run, chuck it 60 yards down the field kind of approach. It's that loosen up the defense, run, chuck the long ball. That's why he liked Darius Slayton, and that's why we went out and tried to get two or three different graduate transferred receivers. We've got a lot of 10, 15 yards possession receivers if they can hold on to the ball. But we needed, you know, a guy that could go 40, 50 yards down the sideline and get the bomb. And so if we've got that in the transfer, Farrar, I think his name is, if that works out, and I'm not sure yet, then I can see Nix being that second type. You never hear about it, right? Whenever you hear nationally in the national media about Gus Malzahn, you hear, you know, it's that Cam Newton, Nick Marshall quarterback that has to run the ball kind of offense. But that's only half of his history. And so if Nix is accurate and he can run, he definitely can run better than Stidham. I mean, Nix can – he's not Gatewood, but he's not Stidham either. You know, he's kind of in between there. It could be pretty formidable. But like you say, I think it comes down to how many mistakes he makes as a true freshman, and that's what I think has everybody nervous. And I'll throw it to John.
I would just say I think Van's right. If Gatewood was going to be the quarterback, I would have expected a lot less passing and a lot more just kind of pure zone read. And I think regardless, we have traditionally viewed Gus as conservative, especially early in the season. He likes to take 2 to 3 games to figure out what the offense can do. And then generally we have a bye week or we're playing a small team and they go back to the drawing board to kind of reinvent the offense. And then it starts to click after that. So, I suspect that either one of these young quarterbacks, Auburn's going to be pretty conservative on offense in most of this game. I think in terms of learning the offense, Nick's played in a very similar spread offense in high school. And so I think in that sense, he has a lot of experience with the reads and with the throws. He, as Van said, he's a much better runner than you think he's going to be. He's, you know, he moves well, extends plays with his legs and kind of he runs. But a lot of times he's running to keep the play alive so he can make a throw downfield. And he's good at throwing the ball on the run, kind of running to the side and making a throw. So I think in that sense, he'll be good at that. And I expect him sometimes to just run away, you know, and keep the ball and try to make, you know, run upfield and try to make stuff happen. But I think either way, Auburn is going to be pretty conservative on offense and try to, you know, run the ball and not make the young quarterbacks have to win the game throwing the ball. You know, I think the biggest thing on that side is if Oregon can get Auburn into third and longs a lot, then that would really worry me because I would worry about putting the young quarterbacks in that situation against a defense that was ready for them. And I know, you know, against a new defensive coordinator who has a history of bringing a lot of pressure and getting a lot of pressure on quarterbacks, that really concerns me.
Let's stick with the running game for the moment. You know, one thing that I kept hearing when I was watching Auburn games from the commentators was, you know, some hand-wringing about like, oh, well, these are freshmen, you know, or young running backs, and that's, you know, seems like that's a problem. And I was like, are we watching the same game? Because I love these running backs. I did not think that, first of all, I didn't think that Auburn had a huge problem with their running game at all. But second, to the extent that they did, I didn't think it had a damn thing to do with the running backs. I love Whitlow. Martin was a nice change of pace. I even like the other two of the backups, Slivers and Miller. What did you guys think of backs?
I mean, Whitlow is kind of going to be the feature down back. And I think part of the problem last year was he wasn't ready to be the every down guy physically. He was a redshirt freshman, and he just physically wasn't ready to take the pounding of being a main back.
It seemed like Martin was the starter to begin the year, and then Whitlow sort of took over towards the second half of the year.
Well, Whitlow took over in the second half of the Washington game when Martin wasn't getting anything done, and we gave Whitlow the ball and he got some first downs. And I think from that point on, it just gradually shifted more and more. Martin is one of those guys who, as a backup a couple years ago, was a very exciting, explosive player. But the longer he's been there, the more he's played, the less impressive he is. And hopefully he'll get back on track this year. But honestly, I think a lot of Auburn fans feel like we'd much rather, like Shivers, the young explosive guy that was a freshman last year, we'd much rather those carries go to him. So I think Whitlow's going to be the main guy and Martin will get some carries. But I don't think he's great. I think he's kind of a, you know, one cut straight line kind of running runner. But I really like Shivers. Now it's a sophomore, and he's a shorter, smaller guy, but very explosive and shifty, and I think he's going to get some carries too and do some stuff.
Yeah, and I would add that I think in Gus's best offenses, we've had the 1-2 punch, and not just us. At Arkansas, you know, he had Thunder and Lightning with McFadden and Jones. In 2010, you had Dyer and McCaleb. And over the years, Gus's offense has worked best not only when he has like a good mobile quarterback, but also when he has the power running back that can pound the ball, get first downs, get the late yards, you know, move the chains, but also that guy that can get outside and go 80 yards like an Ontario McCaleb. And so when we have Whitlow and Shivers both playing well, that potential is there because Shivers is so quick. He's basically Lionel James from back in the 80s, you know, back in Bo Jackson's era reborn. And so now the thing about it is, you know, people have talked about we have depth at running back, but John and I just talked about this on our show last week that I said there's diversity in the backfield, but that's not the same thing as depth, because if you've got five different running backs, but each one of them is completely different, then – you know, if you lose the guy that's like the dependable SEC power back, if he gets hurt, you've got four relief pitchers, but no starting pitcher. You know what I mean? You've got the speed guy and the little short guy and all that, but you've got no, you know, dependable up the middle guy.
If that happens in the Oregon game, first of all, let's hope that it doesn't happen at all. It's probably, you know, not a first game concern, just playing the odds. But if, God forbid, somebody's injured, I think that the number one guy you'd have to worry about is Whitlow getting injured. Are you saying that you think that Malik Miller's running style sufficiently different that he couldn't take the mantle?
Yes, I'm saying that because Malik Miller's running style is to get tackled after a yard. that's not a running style. No, yeah, Malik Miller, and by the way, I don't know if you guys can hear it, but when I talk about players like Malik Miller that have been on the team since the 1970s, I usually play... Malik Miller, he's been around for 100 years now. He once told President Lincoln that he'd be the starter at Auburn one day. But no.
I have heard this on the podcast, yeah.
Usually
hear a John sigh afterwards.
Yes, you do. That's right. That's it. Very famous. But no, Malik Miller played high school ball with Kerryon Johnson. So that's how long he's been around, and he's never been the starter. He's never been much of anything but like a third down back, you know, kind of thing. So, no, I mean, if Whitlow went out, they'd probably put Cam Martin in a little bit, Lord help us, and then they'd probably put Shivers in a little bit. And we don't – and then, honestly, the next guy up that I would want to put back there at tailback would either be one of the freshmen – or either Harold Joyner, because at least they are more big-time single backs as opposed to complementary, I think, backs like Shivers and Martin are.
All right, let's stick with the backs, the other kind of backs, the fullbacks and the H-backs. They don't show up in the stat line very much, and I think that in most of the offseason conversation about this game has missed what I think are maybe the most significant losses to the offense, which is Chandler Cox and Tucker Brown. I assume that Shanker is going to slide over and take Brown's spot, but am I reading this correct that J.J. Wilson from Arizona State is going to be the new Chandler Cox?
Yes, 100%. And actually, he's had a great fall camp. They really like him as a receiver. I think you're going to see a couple of dump-off passes. So I don't know what I'm interested in what you thought of him at Arizona State.
We didn't really see him much at Arizona State. He came in as a tight end. Arizona State hasn't used tight end since the 90s. And they converted him to a linebacker. He never really played as a linebacker. And, you know, that's why he got out of town. So interesting that, no second careers in American life, but apparently not.
Yeah, good for him, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he was recruited as a four-star, and then he basically never played at ASU. And so it was like, well, I don't know. I don't know what the deal with this guy is. It's the first time hearing his name, really.
He did. They really felt good about him in camp. I think he's kind of seized that role. I think we'll see him most of the time, as a blocker receiver. And Chandler Cox is the big loss. I think he, played 4 years at Auburn and started all 4 years basically. And I think he was a real difference maker. But by the time he was a junior and a senior, and so I'm not sure what J.J. Wilson is going to be like when they run the. run wide and he has to get out there and make the block, that'll be a big question mark. Yeah, can he block the outside linebacker when he has to? I don't know.